This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dancing and dancing and jingle bell. That seems to be our specialty today. All right, we're doing various versions. We found 1,000 versions and then some of this song. So this is Kelly Clarkson bringing us into this hour of the Good Day program. It happens to be the 14th of December. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague, cohort, conspirator in good things,
AJ Christmas.
Partners, no, there's no crime being committed here. It's just a good conversation, good radio, good friends, good people. We're all here together to kind of get more into the mood. Here's the Santa Claus train bringing cheer to children in Appalachia. 81st year of that. We were talking about that the other day. I found that this year they're going to distribute 15 tons of toys. And they're all, you know, individual gifts from people, right? It's cool. Yeah. Okay, so we've got all kinds of things that are going on here. I was looking at some transportation news, mostly the airline business, where many of us are going to get on airplanes and go back and forth. I'll be back and forth. What, twice, maybe three times over the next 3 weeks, back and forth from here to Los Angeles, and I don't have a bad time. I just kind of have set myself into a routine where I get on the plane, I have a meal, I watch some TV or a movie, I take a nap, and I'm there. And so it isn't as hard as it will be on some people. I just am used to it. And so if you're traveling for the first time, a lot of people take one trip a year, and that's at Christmas time. And so they're not used to the TSA lines. They're not used to the rudeness of the people in some of the airports. They're not used to going into an airport and thinking that they're in a shopping mall and not in an airport, right? When you go into the – look at the – it's not so bad in Cleveland where you are because they haven't really created that mall. But the newer airports in some of the bigger cities, it's go to any big city. Go to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Go to Washington. Go to Atlanta. Go to Los Angeles. Go to San Francisco. Any place. The one that I think is Charlotte is really kind of an amazing place. And there's another. Maybe it is Chicago. I'm trying to think of no Dallas now. No, Chicago more than anything else. It's like a huge mall. All right, so let's see what else we can find here. There's a story today from the National Transportation Safety Board. The feds are investigating what happened with a JetBlue plane striking a runway as it took off. Captain pointed the jet's nose upward to avoid a head-on crash with a plane that was on the same runway. Remember this? The investigation has been going on for a year. The JetBlue captain pointed the nose of the jet up quicker than normal because he saw what was, he was headed head-on into a plane that was landing. The captain, the co-pilot, said they never saw the other plane. That is the other plane that was the other plane that they were trying to avoid, but they had the collision avoidance system going, you know, that's what happens when there's a plane nearby. These mm-hmm. things, these buzzers shriek in the cockpit, so they didn't take time to look around, where is it? They just pulled back the stick and got the plane off the ground.
Screwed up and got up. Yeah. Can you imagine being a passenger on that flight? You don't really know what's going on. You just know that you are going straight up.
Yep. I remember that happening once. I was taking a trip, a Delta 1011. This was maybe 30 years ago. I was going down to one of the islands, and I was with a friend, and it was an icy, miserable, oh, my God, what a horrible day it was. And this guy knew how some of the old pilots, I remember the TWA pilots, especially the ones that were stationed in St. Louis, most of them were farmers. They were big, these guys that spent most of the time on the tractor, most of the time running stuff, and they were pilots as well. So I remember once being in a 1011's best plane in my mind that ever was built. Fabulous plane. So we're going down the runway, and the pilot starts to feel the ice on the tarmac at JFK. He starts to feel the plane sliding. So what does he do? He yanks the stick back, and almost straight up he goes to get off the runway. And so he came on. This is the old versus the new, because pilots today never tell you a thing. They just come on and give you the glad handing stuff that the company requires. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're flying. You know, I want to have somebody tell me what's going on. Thank you for the good old days. We used to fly across the country, and the pilot would say, hey, look over there, that's Chicago, or look over there, there's the Rocky Mountains, or look over there at the Great Salt Lake, or whatever.
There's you never the get any Canyon. Of that anymore.
Yeah, right. Look out at the left side of the plane. Anyway, so the idea here is to make people comfortable, however, and I guess the first couple of stories I told don't make you comfortable. Well, this one will make you feel worse. Delta flight this week, 270 people on board coming back from Amsterdam on its way to Detroit, diverted to Goose Bay Airport. This is a little town in the middle of nowhere in Newfoundland. So they're coming back. There's some kind of a mechanical issue. I think it was a 767, but I'm not sure. There was a problem with the plane's de-icing equipment. And so it activated when the plane was at 35,000 feet. So this little town, 8,000 people, this plane lands. And just this airport you wouldn't think would be big enough to take a Piper Cub. And then they land a 767 on it. The weather, the runway conditions, they needed to get the plane down fast. And so the airline sent an aircraft, but the crew of the plane timed out. That was, they had more than 8 hours in the seat, so they had to wait until the next day. Actually, I think they stayed there until Monday. Again, what do you think of when you're at 35 or 40,000 feet? You're over the North Atlantic, and the pilot comes on and says, well, boys and girls, we have a problem. And I've always thought, you know, a two-engine plane, what happens if you're halfway across the Pacific on your way to Hawaii and one of the engines crapped out? Right? What do you do? Where do you go?
Yeah.
Right? So the pilot said, we apologize for this inconvenience, but they did what they had to do. Hey, listen, they're going to be mechanicals. It's just the way it is. Even the best, I think Delta is the best airline in America anyway. And they take good care of their equipment. But these things happen. You know, it's a piece of equipment. Happens. Okay, pilots, flight attendants, and experts meeting to discuss challenges and barriers that aviation professionals face to receiving care for mental health issues. This has become an issue since people have gone nuts. Right? On the plane? How many instances? We can go back, any of us, and think about a half a dozen instances, maybe, because I talk about them all the time, dozens of serious incidents. And this was the most recent one, was this off-duty pilot who tries to crash the plane. It was, what was that, last month? The chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board says there's a culture, which is not surprising, that you lie or you seek help when it comes to being a pilot because, you know, they're pretty strict. So there needs to be a third rung in the ladder here. If you have a problem, then you get help and you don't have it held against you as long as you're making progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's another one of these.
No,
remember the pilot who tried to shut the engines off on the Alaska Airlines plane?
Yeah.
In the middle of the flight? Right? He had mental health issues, according to the documents, the investigation by... He'd been using psychedelic mushrooms before the flight. What are you, nuts? If you're going to be a pilot, you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't smoke, and you shouldn't be using drugs. I think that is... I think they have mandatory drug tests, though, don't they, for pilots? Yes, I think they do.
I would think so.
But I was talking to a pilot, an American pilot, when I came back last week. A fellow who was, where was it? We were in Los Angeles getting on the plane. No, we were in Boston coming to Los Angeles. And he lived in Seattle, so he wanted to, he got there and he got off the plane and goes to get on another plane to go home. And we were talking about the American, he's an original American pilot. Whereas they have U.S. Air pilots, they have America West pilots, and a lot of guys, who don't meet the standards that American used to set for pilots. He had to be a certain weight. He had to be this, you know, certain physical culture. Now you see the pilots wandering around; they're fat, and that's because he says because they can't find enough pilots. So they're going to push the age of retirement to 67. That's going to be done in Washington, which is good. I don't see a problem with that. But I think the mental acuity needs to be tested every year. Physical, you need to be in certain shape. My friend Bob's son just got put into the captain's seat of a 737 for, I think it was Delta or United. I think it was Delta. And, you know, you look at the kids, he's 34, 35. And he's, you know, he's a full captain now. And it used to be he wouldn't be there quite that young. But they need these people. And this kid's a great pilot. He learned and has been flying since, like, he could walk, practically. He's wanted to be a pilot. But anyway, you know, there's the qualifications have been strict, and then they loosen them up because they need more pilots. And so how safe do you feel knowing that the pilot maybe didn't really pass his last physical, or maybe he did use some kind of a mushroom or something? You know, it's something they got to watch, I think, be more
new careful. Fear unlocked.
Ah, yes, there we are. Fear personified here on Good Day. 18 after the hour.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Okay.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
December 14th, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. This is the portion of the hour we dig around in social media to see what celebrity news is trending. And one of the top names today is Pink, P-I-N-K. We all know her singer. I forget what her real name is, but I'm a big fan.
Alicia Moore.
Alicia Moore. Okay. Well, remember that. You'll remember it. I'll forget it, but you'll tell me the next time I mention Pink. Anyway... So she's on social media to tick off people who are taking shots at her. I'm happy because that's what she's all about, and it's very cool. She's getting older, and she's proud of it, and so she's going to give a boot in the butt to people who take a shot at her. We'll find out how that all figures into her performance after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Interesting how some of these really professional singers are able to duplicate the orchestral sounds of songs like this is the Nat King Cole song, and the Nat King Cole trio did the background music for that recording, and yet Pink here has the same sound and the same sort of musical accoutrement with it, and it's been 45 years since Nat King Cole recorded that song, and maybe even longer than that. So the focus here is on Pink, who doesn't mince words. She calls aging a blessing. There's some online troll mocking her appearance. She was adding, she's been very popular, so she's been adding dates all over the place. And some guy wrote, Pink got old. Anyway, a lot of people defended her on social media.
Like Pink needs anyone to defend her. She's got
it. Exactly. Yeah, right. She has it. And she says, I don't feel old. I still get to wear a leotard to work. Growing old is actually my first grateful thing I think about every day. She referred to her skin tone. I think she's very sexy, frankly. Whether that sounds, whatever it sounds like, I think she's fabulous.
She's fantastic.
All these
she
acrobatics. She's,
yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And she says, blanking, yeah, I'm 44. Why would a complete stranger feel motivated to take a shot?
Because they're miserable human beings and dissatisfied with their own lives.
Right. Yep. And so there you go. She has done a lot of tweeting, making her stance on aging clear. Quote, I am of the mindset that it's a blessing to grow old. That if your face has lines around your eyes and mouth, it means you've laughed a lot. I pray I look older in 10 years, because that'll mean I'm alive. She also sounded off on this guy who shared a family photo. She shared a family photo, and this guy took a shot at her. And basically, she said he was a dirtbag. And that's kind of what he is. Get a life.
Good for
people.
Her.
No matter what it is that you're... Look at yourself in the mirror. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrain. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after. You get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrain include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrain. Check it all out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel's carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to, quote, indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. The Federal Reserve maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting. Projections indicate 3 rate cuts in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Jingle Bell Rock. Here we go. I'm looking at some things going on in the world today. I try to pick and choose what we talk about here to mix sort of the good with the not so good. That also happens in the music department. Not every tune that you'll hear me play a little bit of, or James plays actually a little bit of. I just think that we have to mix it up a little bit. We found all these versions of Jingle Bell Rock, so we decided today we'll just focus on that. So there you go for your listening and dancing pleasure. I thought it was interesting. Mariah Carey J sent Brenda Lee a big bouquet of flowers to celebrate the fact that Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 65 years after its release. Brenda Lee was 17, I think. Was it 17 or 13?
13. She was 13 when she recorded that.
Yep, right. So Mariah Carey, who has, for the last, what, decade or so, she has been said to be the queen of Christmas music.
Well, she says, remember there was that whole big lawsuit. She says she is the one and only queen of Christmas, where, come on, Christmas is about caring and sharing, and there is enough space to have more than one queen of Christmas. Like Brenda Lee, totally queen of Christmas. Darling Love, queen of Christmas.
Sure. Absolutely.
Jan, queen of Christmas. There are so many queens of Christmas that there is enough space for everybody. She doesn't need to be the sole owner of that title.
Brenda Lee is having her birthday. As a matter of fact, she's 79 this week. Mariah Carey is, what would you say, 63, 64, somewhere in there?
Isn't she like 49, 51?
Is that all she is?
Mariah Carey?
Oh, got it. Yeah, I thought she was. She got married to
that
guy,
54.
Al Viola. She's 54. Okay, so I was off by 10. You were off by 10. I was off by 10. Anyway, listen, she's made $60-plus million on that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, so she can make room for other people, as a matter of fact. I'm guaranteeing you that Brenda Lee hasn't made anywhere near that kind of dough, because when she was a kid, when this was recorded, the recording companies kept all the money. The performers got, they got paid okay, but... don't you remember that suit?
Well, child performers were not protected by any sense of they were not protected at all.
No. Nope. Not at all. So, anyway, congratulations there. Kind of cool. Here's a sort of this is from the Generous Is As Generous Does department. This is a generous person. Thanks this person to dozens of people all across the country getting socks for Christmas. This lady... L. Gianelli in Stockton, should be called Sockton, because of the story, California, been making colored socks with silly designs on them for a long time. She sends them to seniors in nursing homes around the country to brighten up their day and brighten up the season. So apparently she had a close friendship with her grandmother, and therefore the value of spending time with the older folks was instilled upon her. She started the project when she was in the seventh grade, and now she's been doing it. I think there's the whole business about doing this. These stories repeat themselves because people get the idea, and okay, I'll do that. I'll help somebody. And that's really what it's all about. Take the idea and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no ownership, pride of ownership there. It's just a way to help people feel better. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that eating eel is gross? Okay, that's not the story. That's my editorial comment. Eating eel is common at Christmas around the world as a delicacy, especially in Japan, where it's found in its sushi. Blech.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Oh,
it's
my
cooked.
God.
It's not raw.
Oh, yeah.
Eel sushi is actually, it's cooked. It's not raw.
So here's the good news. Eel blood is poisonous to humans. That's not good. But apparently there's some kind of something in the blood that causes muscle cramping. But there's also an antidote that is in there. Because that's the eel doesn't the eel sort of has it and doesn't have it. They figured out the eel, its body has figured out how to keep itself from dying because of what's in its blood. Eating raw eel, by the way, in sushi can be fatal. When eels are cooked, the toxins break down and they're okay, safe to consume. All right, so if you have sushi. And the chef, sushi, say it again, Doug. There it is. The sushi chef, the sushi chef says, hey, we've got this raw eel. Run away from this guy because he doesn't know what he's doing. All right? Stay away from, I just stay away because it's slimy. It's like
acid. It's not slimy when it's cooked. When it's cooked properly, it is so good. It's delicious. And I know what I'm eating today. Do you want me to send you a picture of it, Doug? Some say it tastes like chicken.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go. All right. Did you also know that the distance in miles of capillaries, veins, and arteries in your body, if laid end to end, 60,000 miles of all of that stuff in your body? All right?
That's
something
so cool.
That you can be proud of, right?
Isn't all right, the human federal body just so fascinating?
It's amazing. It's the life itself. The fact that it exists, that we exist inside this shell that somehow has been concocted to be perfect. And then we smoke and we drink and we eat bad food and we destroy our temple, the body. We could live to be, any number of studies will indicate with great acuity that we could live, our bodies are made to live to be 145, 150. We didn't abuse them by eating things like ice cream. Oops, uh-oh. Well, listen, I'll take a year or two off my life if I can have good ice cream and cake.
Some things right? are just worth it.
All right, let's get to the mundane. Federal prosecutors are wanting to retry that ex-Louisville police officer who fired shots into Breonna Taylor. Remember that raid? It was a mistrial declared. Prosecutors say they intend to retry Brett Hankinson for the crime. Jury deadlocked over charges he used excessive force when she was killed. This goes back, what, 4 years, three, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
The judge declared a mistrial. How do you not, at least what we know from reading accounts, he shot into her apartment. He was in the wrong neighborhood. She had a gun because she wasn't trusting.
No, I think it was her boyfriend. I think it was her. It was her boyfriend. She was asleep.
Boyfriend?
She was like in the next room asleep, and he had a gun. And people are just breaking into the house.
A couple of these,
and
I can't remember
the apartment. Well, yeah, right. Well, and the fact remains that she is dead. While this may not constitute as murder, how is it not manslaughter?
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, and because of this and other mishaps like this, the White House this week, Merry Christmas, hosting 100 lawmakers around the country, from around the country, to brainstorm on gun prevention ideas, violence prevention. They have 100 people in there this week discussing how the individual states can try to reduce gun violence. The event was run by the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Who knew there was one of those? But there's an office for everything in the federal government. The president said he wanted to develop guidelines to help states take action. So this doesn't settle well with the Republicans, as you can imagine. And I don't know. I mean, you look at this, look at the thing in Nevada where the gunman last week killed 3 faculty members and wounded a 4th person. He was out with his gun for 10 minutes and fired 150 rounds of ammunition. I don't know what you do about it. This is a mindset.
There is a mental health crisis.
Mental health situation. But it's also, you know, in a society, you can say civilized. We have too many people in our country. There are too many people in the world. You can't manage them anymore. So do you need to, because of that, restrict access? So every time one of these things happen, we always dig around and find that the person shouldn't have had a gun, bought it legally in many circumstances, and yet the guy was nuts. It shouldn't
or
have
stole it from a family member who didn't store it away properly. Who the family member got it legally, but this person, it was not. They did not have ownership of it, and it just wasn't stored.
You know, there are so many issues in this country like this one. However, if I were running for election, I wouldn't talk about it because it's so polarizing. And by the way, the ideas that come forth every time there's one of these meetings are the same ideas that came forth the last time there was a meeting, and the time before that, and the time before that. So nothing really new. This is kind of pandering to a group. Not that I'm saying we shouldn't do something. Something should be done. But what is the question? The answers are always the same, and they are always unacceptable to either or both sides. So where do we come up with comments, especially in this day we're so doggone polarized in this country for over ridiculous things, like what's the cost of a hamburger supposed to be? You know, we argue about that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you replace the toilet paper roll, should it be over or under?
Under, yes. over, under, sideways, down. James, I went by, we have a new, what's that chicken joint that's down in Texas? I remember the name because I saw it on the building last night when I was driving home. What's the name of that chicken? Not Cleo's. What's the name of the chicken
Raising
joint
Cane's?
You had then? Yeah, Cane's, right, exactly. Yeah, it was a line, it was like, and it's across the street from Chick-fil-A in this particular area of town, and the lines are big around the Chick-fil-A and around this other one. What is it called? Raising Cane, right. Cane's, I guess. So, I don't know what there is that is so appealing. What I had heard from somebody beside you, James, who'd been in there, is that they just serve chicken and fries. That's it. You can. It's three different. Where's James? He's doing something. He's not listening. We're having this conversation among ourselves here, Jay.
I've heard it's really good. What is it? Raising Cane, Chick-fil-A. I feel like there's one more that only does chicken. It's like chicken and fries, and that's it.
There's Golden Chick.
Golden Chick. Mm-hmm. That down. So I was saying that I went by one of these Raising Cane's that's in the next town over from me. It's across the street from Chick-fil-A. And the lines are around the cars, around both buildings. It's pretty amazing. It is. People, how many chicken places can you have? How much chicken can you eat? How much chicken should you eat? I guess as much as anything else.
Back when I did eat chicken, Popeyes, that was where it's at.
Popeyes, is that that's all fried, right? The pop, what do they call that? Pop chicken, pop something. They
Popeyes?
Cook it the way they cook it. Pop, no. The shrimp and the chicken, they cook the same. Popcorn chicken. Thank you, James. 48 after the hour here on the Connoisseur Good Day program.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-461-4410. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-461-4410. That's 800-461-4410. Again, 800-461-4410.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm going to guess it's 1974. Let's see how good I am memory-wise. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. This is from Towering Inferno. Steve McQueen. Every big actor in Hollywood was in all of these Irwin Allen specials, right? Steve McQueen was in this. Wasn't Paul Newman?
Yes.
In
it,
this,
it might have
George
been,
Kennedy.
It might have been the greatest star pairing of all time. Paul Newman and Steve McQueen.
Yep. Well, I don't know. You put Robert Redford together with Newman, and you got
I know it's a good one too.
Yeah,
the reason we play that was John Williams' score, by the way. Great score. December 14, 1974. Earl Allen's follow-up to The Poseidon Adventure was released. The Towering Inferno. Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Jennifer Jones, Fred Astaire, who got an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor, Robert Vaughn, Robert Wagner. Faye Dunaway, Jennifer Jones, who came out of retirement. I think as much as I love The Poseidon Adventure, it's my all-time favorite film, pound for pound, The Towering Inferno might be the best disaster movie ever produced. It was nominated for Best Picture. They don't make movies like that anymore. In terms of the effects, all practical.
Did you say William Holden? I'm trying to remember. You mentioned William Holden.
Also... Richard Chamberlain, who sort of...
Chamberlain, yep. He was in it. Yep, you're right.
But people love that movie. And it's honestly, it's really a forgotten film. If you ask almost anybody under the age of 40 ever hear The Towering Inferno, they'll tell you no.
James, have you ever heard of The Towering Inferno?
I've heard of it. I've never watched it before, though.
Never watched it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, maybe that'd be a good thing
for you to do. I'll tell you another memory, Doug. When I was a kid, I used to love to open the Sunday newspaper. I lived in New York, so that would be either the Daily News or the New York Post, or even sometimes the New York Times, and look at the movie section and see those print ads for these films. And see where the movie was playing. I don't know. I love that stuff. No more newspapers.
I'm looking at a list of the best Christmas movies of all time. This is a summation of a group of critics, about 100 of them around the country.
Yeah.
At number 25, Trading Places. I didn't think that was a Christmas movie at all.
It takes place at Christmas time, and it was released a Christmas movie, though. Yeah, what else is on the list?
Bad Santa. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Gremlins. Joyous Noel. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. I don't remember that one. What was that about?
Shane Black. Yeah, it takes place at Christmas. Old Shane
Die
Black.
Hard. Well, Die Hard's number 19. Perfect. Yeah. Excellent. That's in all the theaters now.
Yes, really? It actually did $1 million in its re-release, which is a good number considering they spent no money on it. What's the number 1, 2, and 3?
All right, let's see here. I got to get down the list. Number 1 is The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine.
That's a
number
strange two, list. Go ahead.
Yeah. And number 2 is Carol from 2015. I don't even remember that one. And number 3 is Little Women. What kind of a list is this?
Yeah, it's a strange list. Number 1 is
Wonderful
a
Life
wonderful
should
life.
Be number 1.
Yeah, it's a Wonderful
yeah,
Life.
Thank you. Just, you and I agree on that one. The 1990 Home Alone, well, that's in this group. How much did Kevin McAllister spend on his shopping trip in that movie?
You know, I don't know.
Take a guess.
$20. I'll say $150.
No, that's what it would be worth today, but it was
what was
20
it then?
Bucks then. It was 20 bucks. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. All right, Elf is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Is that playing in the theaters?
Yeah, actually, we booked it this Saturday night at our theater. We're going to play Elf. I'm going to introduce it. And then on Sunday night, we're playing It's a Wonderful Life. We do a dinner and a movie. I give you an example how times changed.
Really?
Before COVID, we used to get 300 people to this event.
Yeah.
Now we sold about 110 tickets.
Really?
Yeah, it's just it's frustrating. People over the age of 50 have not gone back to the movies. Families and younger people certainly have to multiply.
Well, I love to go to the movies.
Yeah.
But you look at the stuff that's in the theaters now. You were just talking about something that's coming out that's complete crap. And even this movie you're talking about, which basically is about Civil War in America, pretty damned irresponsible. I don't see how.
Well, let's set this up. There's a trailer that hit YouTube yesterday. It's called Civil War. It's directed by a director named Alex Garland, who did the movie Ex Machina. He's a good filmmaker, and it stars Kirsten Dunst. It's about 16 states seceding from the Union and starting a civil war in the United States. And there's images in this trailer that, to me, are frightening. They're frightening. And I say to myself, while I would see this movie, is it irresponsible? People check
Not
the trailer
me.
Out and think about it tomorrow.
I wouldn't support that. All right, Chucker, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. 59 after the hour.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.